Rest is not something easily come by in our day and age, is it? Rest is something that we have to intentionally seek out. In our world of hustle and bustle, of side hustles, of lady boss hashtags, the world is always telling us to move quicker and quicker and do and accomplish and be so much more. So rest is something we have to seek. Rest is something that we have to intentionally choose and pursue. And as Christians, we don't just see our need for rest in our daily lives. We don't just feel it in our bodies and in our emotions. We don't just know of our need for rest, but we also see how God's word calls us to be people of Sabbath, people of rest. But the question remains, how are we supposed to do that? What does that look like? How do we practice Sabbath in a every day, every week, routine, liturgical kind of way? Well, this is one of the questions I set out to answer for myself in my own personal study, and then something that as I explored the pages of Scripture, I knew I had to share with you guys, with those who are here to study and learn about rest as well. That is what Learning Sabbath, this digital study, is all about. I want us to look to God's word and see God's call to rest. We're going to look at it in the Old Testament. We're going to look at it in the New Testament. And then we're going to talk about how to apply that in our daily lives. What does this look like for our daily routines? And how do we seek to take God's word as our foundation, as the rootedness for our lives and the rootedness for our home? And how do we build a life of regular Sabbath rest? This study is going to start in Genesis. We're going to go all the way back to the beginning, and we're going to look at God's design for rest. We're actually going to look at God's created order and his intentions, both for work and for rest. We're going to look at the Genesis creation account, and we're going to look at God's delightful work in creation and God's own rest. Did you remember that the first example of rest in the Scriptures is God resting himself? And this limitless God, this God who is all powerful, chooses to step back and delight in the work he has completed. Well, I'm getting a little bit ahead of myself because that is what we're looking at in week one. And there's just so much richness to explore there as we look at a limitless God who chooses to rest. And we look at our human limitations and our need for rest and God's call to mirror him. So we're going to start in Genesis and then we're going to go to the Old Testament. We're going to look at God's call to his people in the Old Testament to practice Sabbath. God first calls his people in the book of Exodus to practice routine or liturgical Sabbath, but he anchors this in his own character. He anchors this call in his eternal being. Well, what does that mean for God's people? And how are they supposed to practice it? Well, God actually gives them some pretty specific terms on practicing it. We're going to look at the ways that these commands point us both to God's eternal character and also to the practical how-tos of what it looks like to practice rest. We're going to do this through some word studies. We're going to look at the noun for Sabbath, and we're also going to look at the verb for like basically to Sabbath. Did you know that there was a verb? I didn't either, but this is what we are going to be looking at. I'm really excited about that. So that's week one and week two. And then in week three, we're going to come to the New Testament. We're going to crack open our Bibles and the Gospels and see how Jesus is confronted with commands about the Sabbath. There are some religious leaders of the day who come to Jesus and say, hey, your disciples actually aren't practicing Sabbath the way the Old Testament commands. And Jesus goes, actually, they're doing it exactly the way God intended it. Jesus turns these Old Testament commands on their heads and reinterprets these commands in a way that really reflects the new covenant of his blood. So we're going to look at some of these ways that Jesus reinterprets the Sabbath, giving new understanding to old commands. I'm really excited about that. In the fourth week, we are going to look at verses in the New Testament that point us to our need for rest and our reliance on God. And we're going to work every single day to apply these to our lives. I'm going to give you a lot of space for personal reflection, a lot of time to answer specific questions, maybe some poignant questions about how you can learn to rest and what that should look like in your own daily life. Friends, I'm just so excited that you're here. I am praying this throughout this entire study that God would bless your time in his word and that he would build into your life both a realization of your need for rest and also a deep hope in God's call and provision for your own rest. If you're coming to this study weary, friend, Know that God's word holds out hope for you. There is rest for the weary. If you are coming to this study feeling like actually learning rest is just going to add another thing to your to-do list, you're going to have to work really hard to make space for rest. Well, friend, even for the busy person, the scriptures hold out hope for us. So as you study God's word, just know there is hope and joy and provision for the rest that God calls us to. I am thrilled that you're here for this study. Go ahead and grab your Bible and a notebook and a pen because you're going to want to keep track of what you're learning along the way. We're going to be using our Bibles every single day, so always have it handy. But once you have those materials in hand, go ahead and turn to week one, day one, and let's dive into God's word together.